Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 8 for Friday, August 5th. I'm Phil France-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was slightly stronger Friday, as gains in Chicago soybeans and a weaker Canadian dollar provided support. Canola was up by 1 to over $2, the November contract up to 30 at $449.20 per ton. Soybeans were boosted by fresh export demand and Midwestern weather uncertainty ahead of the weekend. Canadian crops are also facing uncertain production prospects as traders continue to try and get a handle on the damage caused by excess moisture in some areas of the prairies. Canadian dollar was down sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart today. That contributed to the gains in canola. However, canola did drift off its session highs as the day progressed. Overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil and a turn lower in Chicago soy oil did put pressure on values. A lack of significant end-user demand given the looming harvest and expectations for a large crop also kept the gains in check. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. The USDA releases its latest production estimates next week, Friday, and positioning ahead of that report was a feature. Soybeans were up 9 to 17 cents, the November contract up 17 at $9.74 per bushel. The USDA reported a fresh export sale of 250,000 tons of U.S. soybeans. That was supportive. Weather uncertainty remains a feature at this time of year as well, with above-average temperatures in the forecasts for the U.S. Farm Belt over the next 2 weeks. However, production prospects remain large overall across the Midwest for the time being, limiting the gains. For corn, prices were up 2 to 3 cents, the September contract up 3 at $3.24 per bushel. Corn set fresh contract lows earlier in the weekend. Values were consolidating just above those levels as traders squared positions ahead of the weekend and next week's USDA report. For wheat, prices were up 1 to 13 cents, the September contract in Chicago up 13 at $4.16 per bushel. Chart-based buying was a feature as wheat bounced off nearby support. News that South Korea would once again be buying U.S. wheat after briefly halting business on last week's news of unapproved genetically modified wheat growing in Washington state contributed to the gains in wheat today. Another downward revision to France's wheat crop was also supportive, with yields in the country estimated at their lowest levels in 30 years as heavy rains hurt production. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, August 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France-Workington.